Got John on the horn from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. Glad to talk to you again this week. John, how you been?
Good. How about you, Adam?
I'm doing well. Hearing some pretty damn good walleye reports and a slightly better salmon fishing report. So let's jump into it and start with Little Bait and Knock first. Inside the bay, I'm hearing you can get fish, but it isn't, you know, going gangbusters or anything for walleye.
Yeah, that's correct. It hasn't been anything fast and furious, but guys, you work for them, you're going to get them. And the main spot, you know, Center Reef the last couple of days has really been producing some good eaters, you know, just trolling the edges of it with harnesses. And then in the evening, the guys have been running the, like, flicker minnows, flicker shads on the right over top of it, picking up some good quality fish.
Now, how did the Wheats tournament go this weekend? And were you allowed to go outside of Little Bay to Knock for that tournament?
Yes, you were. You were able to fish any waters of Lake Michigan. So you could fish all the way down Cedar River over the Big Bay. And the tournament went pretty good. I mean, first place, let's say it was 1792 with the two big fish and then the five unders. Jerry Flirt and Charlie Jack won that with 18.27, I believe it was.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of fish caught. We took fifth, but we boated 22 fish, and it was just a great day.
And did you do your fishing outside of the bay?
Yes, we did. We were down south of Noseum out on the flats and some little reefs out there.
Okay. So you went south. Okay. Did you use anything in particular that worked better than another?
Yeah, the only thing that worked for us, we hadn't pre-fished this spot, but we marked a bunch of fish when we were running across it. So we set up there, and harness bite was all that would go for us. It was on fire.
Any color that was better than another?
Actually, what we run this time of year, I had discovered these blades down in Erie a few years ago. They're called Erie Arrowhead, made by Badmo Lures. They're a number 8 blade, and they really give a thumping, and a pink, copper, and blue blade was the best for us.
Now, you said these are a different kind of thumping blade. Are they, you know, like a hatchet-style blade or a willow compared to, you know,
no,
say, a Colorado?
Actually, they're a number 8, and they're shaped like an arrowhead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've been testing them for a few years now, and they are really producing fish up here. So as soon as Jeff Becker and his company get caught up, we will be carrying them in the store here.
Awesome to hear. John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about the Shoals area, which I heard is giving up limits of walleye and an uptick in the salmon fishing. So can we get a little more time from you?
Absolutely.
Stay tuned. We'll continue with John right here on The Outdoor Show.